Good morning, and welcome to the CyberSmart Morning News Update. With the always evolving world of cyber threats and defense, you need a source you can trust. FBI retired Special Agent Darren Mott guides you through today's intricate cyber landscape and brings you the latest headlines and insights and what it means to you. Let's dive into today's cyber news.
Good morning, friends. It's Friday, March 22nd, 2024. This is the CyberSmart Morning News Update. I'm your host, retired FBI Supervisory Special Agent Darren Mott. As this is a Friday, that means it's a Friday op-ed, or in this case, op-ed stands for opinion and education. And so let's get right into it. I was talking to a friend of mine this week. He's been on the podcast before, and we were both lamenting several different things. We're both creators. I guess you would call us creators. People who talk about cybersecurity all the time and how people should protect themselves and that kind of thing. And over the course of our retirement years here, in addition to having other jobs, obviously, we've been looking for ways to expand out our adventures into, you know, creating opportunities to provide education, cybersecurity related education to individuals, to businesses, to help them stay safe so they don't become cyber victims. The problem we seem to have come into is that everybody wants an easy button. And that's kind of the topic of this Friday op-ed is cybersecurity. There is no easy button. Everybody just wants, hey, just give me something I can click that will protect me. There is no such thing. There probably will never be any such thing. Cybersecurity has a host of different tentacles that make it difficult to think about if it's not something you think about all the time. When you become victimized through a cyber fraud or cyber incident, then obviously you think about it quite a bit. But when you're not thinking about it, then it's something you think several things. You don't have anything anyone would want. You're too small to be targeted. And it's never going to happen to me. Those are the kind of the three things I hear all the time. Yet it is going to happen to you. Ask any of the targeted entities that have been hit by cyber events over the course of the last year, be they small, be they large. MGM, Caesars, Change United Healthcare, Loan Depot, and all the smaller ones that you don't really hear about because it's the big hacks that get all the news. But there's plenty of smaller companies that are being compromised and run out of business, individuals having their information stolen, individuals, seniors being defrauded by people online, cryptocurrency investment frauds, children being bullied online, children being harassed, things like that. So the problem is there is no one button to fix it all. You have to do a host of different things. You have to actually take your own security into your own hands. And that means, as I say all the time, and I know you're sick of me hearing this, you know exactly what I'm going to say. You have to understand the threats that are targeting you and then do the things so that those threats become very low risks. In other words, you won't, you know, you're patching all of your software. I just recently updated my antivirus stuff on all my computers. It took a little while to do. It wasn't exactly easy, but it's something you have to do to kind of keep yourself protected because you need that extra layer that looks at things that you necessarily can't look at or see in the background of your computers, your Android devices, your Internet of Things devices, all of those things, which you need to stay connected to and all that kind of stuff. And so the key here being there's a lot of things that you need to do that you need to educate your employees or you need to educate your family members that will help keep you safe in this crazy changing cybersecurity world. We now have AI, obviously, is a big thing, right? And we're now starting to see all sorts of fake voices, fake videos making the rounds, which is going to make this education, this political season very interesting. I don't want to go down that road. But again, how do you convince someone that the phone call they got is not really from the police who are going to come and arrest you because you didn't pay some bill that they want you to now pay online or something along those lines, right? Or, you know, that person that you met on Facebook who wants to help you make $1 million in cryptocurrency by just investing in their app, that's not real. There is no free ride or easy ride to make money like that. That person that you suddenly found online that is now the love of your life that you've never met, but only needs $5,000 to help them buy a ticket to come see you are not going to buy a ticket and come see you. All these things, right? There is no easy button. But that doesn't mean there aren't varieties of easy things that you can do to stay on top of all these cybersecurity issues, all these changes, be informed as to what's the new scam, what's the new problem, you know, what are the new vulnerabilities, what are the things that you need to be fixing in your own network, what are the easy things you can do to stay protected. And that's where people like me who kind of do this podcast, who are creating different online courses for families to educate themselves, to educate their seniors, for businesses to be able to do risk assessments, to be able to get information to train their employees on what to look for in phishing emails. All those things exist. You just have to A, go find the one that works for you, and B, ask to use them. Many times on this podcast, I have said, look, if you're a small business and you just want an hour of time for someone to kind of give you a general overview of why you're at risk, I'm happy to do it for free. And I've been doing this. I've been offering free things for years, and no one seems to ever want to take me up on it. Now, part of that, I understand, is that people value what they pay for. So if it's free, you're going to have no value. It's got no value to you. So maybe I should just charge people $500 an hour and go that route. I don't know what the right route is. And this is not an op-ed for you to feel bad for me that I don't have people seeking my genius advice, because I'm not saying I know all the answers, but I know enough answers to get you down the road of being safe. But all that to be said, I'm sure I'm not the only cyber creator out there who has seen this same issue. If I was smart, I would get a bunch of us together and do like a webinar and talk about it. Maybe that's something I can do, but I'd be curious to know what you think. If you agree there is no easy button, or you wish there were an easy button, feel free to let me know. Just email me, Darren@thecyberguy.com. You can hit me up on LinkedIn. I did not do a video for this particular podcast. I was a little on the tired side today, and I'll be honest with you. I just got up here, turned on the mic and started talking. Didn't even think about turning on the camera until just now. So there's not going to be a video version, but it's okay. You'll survive without it. If anything, it'll be a nice shorter version. It'll get you into the weekend. So as we close this out, just remember, there is no easy button, but you can find little easy buttons that'll help get you to where you need to be to be cyber smart and to be cyber safe. With that, I hope you enjoy your weekend. We'll be back on Monday, because pretty sure that the cyber crime, the cybersecurity, the bad cyber stuff is not going to fix itself over the weekend. And I'll be back on Monday to talk about all the stuff that happened over the weekend and what it means for you. With that, enjoy your weekend and enjoy the NCAA basketball tournament if that's something that you're into. I did a bracket with a bunch of my brothers and some of their kids, and I just had the computer randomly pick it. Right now I'm leading that pool. So that's shows you the how the tournament works, as I'm sure you already know. So with that, enjoy your weekend. We'll talk again on Monday.
CyberSmart Morning News is written and produced by CyberGuy Productions. Feel free to email thoughts, comments, or suggestions to Darren@thecyberguy.com, or follow Darren on LinkedIn at linkedin.com/in/DarrettMott. Thanks for listening.